Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please enter your...
Start your show now. Press 1 to hear important.
Since it appears you're calling back into a live show, reconnect to now.
You still there? All right. Without further ado, sorry for that. We went 30 seconds with dead air. We're cool. Max Clark is in studio. He's going to open up with a song called Till Tomorrow Comes. Correct?
Goes Away.
Till Tomorrow Goes Away. Almost had it. Thanks, Max.
Thank you.
messages. First voice message.
What's going on, dude? You son of a bitch! You got help.
You can't stop it.
I gotta say that today.
End of message.
I got a big plan. Big idea, bro. Big idea.
Message erased. Next message.
We're still here. Enjoy it.
It's ODG. Occupy Dave and Giggles.
End of message. Next message.
Seriously, guys. Fort.
You know we do a radio show, right?
I just want to say that we never claim to be a comedy show. We just entertain.
You son of a bitch. I'm freaking out. Freaking out. You look so good right now.
Give me a chance you want to leave.
Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles.
Gotta go pick really big.
Message.
All right. After further ado, thanks, Max. That was awesome. We are Dave and Giggles. Giggles, I believe you're there. Are you there? Nothing. What happened? All right, I am Dave, and in studio we have Max Clark. Thanks for coming in, Max. That was awesome.
Hey, thank you.
Awesome. That was great. I'm still waiting to see if Giggles is there to say a word.
What happened to Giggles?
I don't know. He's not getting anything. So trying to get him up, I missed the first 30 seconds of the show, so I apologize for that. We have thanks to Max for coming in kind of last minute. We originally had another band lined up, and they kind of backed out. So I was talking to one of my coworkers, and they were like, yeah, I got a guy. Kind of that's kind of the attitude he has, I think, as well. So that's awesome. So you're originally from Chicago, I believe, right?
Yeah, well, I lived in Chicago for about 6 years. But before that, I was originally from outside of Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay, so did you go to Chicago for school?
Yeah.
Nice. So I read that you went for like illustration.
That's right, yeah.
So what was your idea of going to school for illustration?
Like, what was my plan?
Yeah, what was the plan? When you were, like, 18 years old, max 18, what was your plan?
Yeah.
Did you have a plan?
The main plan was to get out of Cleveland.
Cleveland sucks, right?
It's not so bad, but I just needed to go somewhere else, I think.
Yeah. Do you ever go back to Cleveland?
Yeah. I go back somewhat frequently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. So so you go to Chicago, and you're like, all right, my big plan.
Basically just try to, learn some stuff at school and, I don't know, get a bunch of, connections, I guess, through school and, which I did. I met quite a lot of people, a lot of good people and, was able to, through all that, land some steady work, so I guess it was kind of mission accomplished.
So you go to school, and do you meet like a bunch of musicians, and that how it all happens?
Sort of. I mean, I knew some people. I knew like one other person who was in Chicago from Cleveland, but I didn't know him very well at the time. But we ended up starting a band together, like the second year I was there. That I was in for about 3 years, called the Swaves.
The Swaves?
Yeah. And they're still going in Chicago. It's changed the lineup quite a few times. But, did that for a little while. And then I had always continued to write my own songs, but that was mainly my friend's project. So I just played guitar, and then eventually I just wanted to play my own songs, and so started the whole Cutworms thing.
So you're in Cutworms now. So Cutworms, a.k.a. Max Clark.
Yeah.
So Cutworms is like your band when you're not playing kind of solo.
Yeah. It's kind of encompasses everything.
Okay.
Whatever I happen to decide to do. I don't know. It seems to be a lot easier to just call everything Cutworms than to go alternate between my name and... and some other name, and then a band.
So is it just Cutworms? It's not Max Clark and the Cutworms?
Yeah, it's just Cutworms.
Just Cutworms.
It used to be Max Clark and the Cutworms, but that just became so...
Too much.
Like a mouthful every time I had to say it, so...
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah. So what does Cutworms mean? Where does that come from?
It actually comes from this a William Blake proverb. It's from a book called... the marriage of heaven and hell, and there's this part that's called the Proverbs of Hell. And one of them is the cutworm forgives the plow. That's where the name comes from. Basically, the idea of you cut a worm in half and it becomes two worms.
Sure. So. They have a bunch of hearts.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. I mean, do they have brains, though? Do they have a bunch of brains? Is that how it works? I know that if you cut them in half, they'll become two.
Yeah.
How far can you cut them before they become, they're just like, can't be anymore?
That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, you probably, if you just like diced it, I don't know if they would make it.
If you put it in like a shredder, I don't think they'd make that. I don't think anything would make that. Yeah. But they're unique. I would definitely give you they're unique.
I haven't researched it that much. I probably should.
Yeah. Or maybe if someone wants to call in, they'll tell us about it. I don't know. It's possible. It's out there.
Yeah.
I think our call-in is 657-383-0195. But that's here, though, there. We don't have to get down that crazy road if we don't want to. But so the one thing that interests me about you going into illustration was, so you're a very visual guy, and the one thing I couldn't find was too many videos, and I figured those would kind of go hand-in-hand with you. And you do a lot of live stuff. I saw a lot of live videos, but like as far as like produced music videos, I mean, I couldn't find them, so maybe they're out there.
No, really, I haven't really done that. Really, it's been, the main thing is just not having the resources to do it, or at least do it well.
Yeah.
And I figured, I don't know, I've never really had that compelling of an idea for a video where it was just like, that I thought I could pull it off even on like a cell phone video or something. Though I guess nowadays you probably could film the whole thing on a cell phone and be fine.
Yeah, definitely. I was out in the, over Christmas and New Year's break, I went out to the desert and did some backpacking in Joshua Tree and stuff. And we shot like a really horrible, you know, friend movie with the iPhone. We both use our iPhones. And it looks good. It looks like, you know, shot with like, you know, decent cameras. And the lighting was good because it was in the desert. So you could do it. Yeah. Just saying, you should do it. If you need someone to do it, I know a couple guys.
Okay, well, yeah, you work at, what, Technicolor?
That's where I work, yes.
I don't know if I'm supposed to say that on the air.
No, totally cool. Totally legitimate. It's fine. Yeah, I mean, I don't hide anything. That's the thing about me. So, I'm Dave. The other guy on the phone who I can't get is Giggles. He's the one who hides things.
Like his name.
Like his name, right. Yeah. So I was always, like, a big proponent of, you know, just let me be out there. I really don't care too much. Your name is out there, except sometimes when you're cutworms.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure. All right. So what made you come to New York?
Well, my girlfriend and I moved here about 6 months ago, and it was kind of her initial idea to come. I'd always wanted to come here, but even out of high school, I kind of wanted to come here, but I was just kind of too afraid to just make that leap, I guess. So I went to Chicago instead. But I always wanted to live here. And then we'd been living in Chicago for a while and just kind of got tired of the
Chicago
really
wieners.
Unending scene of the same kind of stuff. And all the wieners, yes.
Yeah. Well, what is Chicago's music scene like now? Is it still very blues-based? I mean, I can't imagine it is.
Not real. I mean, like, there certainly still is that, like, side of things where there's, like, blues bars you can go to, but it's not really, like, good blues, you know? I mean, occasionally I think you might catch something, but I think anything that's even remotely good blues would be, like, way down on the south side of Chicago where you don't really want to go.
Sure, sure. But so did you ever venture down South Chicago?
A little bit. I mean, I did this one, like, teaching, like a assistant type thing where I did, like, I was, like, an assistant art teacher at this school, like, sort of on the south side, which it was pretty cool still. I mean, like, I don't think it wasn't, like, the worst neighborhood I was in.
Okay, so. But there's way worse. I'm
assuming. It's pretty bad. Once you get past, like, 100th, like, or 95th, that's when it starts getting like really bad. Really bad, yeah. It's like as far as the train goes. And
I mean, is there like I don't spend too much time in Chicago. You live there, so I'm assuming you're the expert right now in the room. You're the
sure,
expert.
Yeah.
Is there a definitive line where like you just kind of like, that's as far as I'll go?
It kind of varies, I think. I mean, I'm still new to New York, so I don't know if it's compares well, but like I know there's just throughout the city, like there will be pockets of things. So it's like it could be like from one street to the next where it's like one block is fine and then you don't really want to go on the next block type of thing. But then like the next block could be really nice too. So
there's just bad. Just stay out of that area. I apologize for the heat. It's a little hot in here, but they make me turn off the AC. So
it's okay.
Not going to fault anybody for that. But do you want to give us another song?
Sure.
Cool. What song do you want to play?
This one's called Hanging Your Picture Up to Dry.
Hanging Your Picture Up to Dry. Max Clark. Cutworms.
I'm hanging your picture up to dry. Hanging your picture up to dry. Your picture soaked up every lonesome teardrop from my eye. Nine. Got nothing left to cry. The neighbors, they can't stand me anymore. The neighbors, they can't stand me anymore. They won't take another night of listening to me cry, calling out your name until I'm hoarse. Someday you'll see that you belong to me. Until that time has come, I'll get no rest. Someday you'll find that all your love is mine. Till that time has come, I will remain hanging your picture by my door. Hanging your picture by my door. Every time a knock comes on, my heart will drop to my feet. Though I know it's not you anymore. Hanging your picture up to dry. Hanging your picture up to dry. Maybe by the time it's dry, I'll learn to start anew. Or maybe I'll just lay down and die.
Max, that was awesome. Thank you very much. What was the name of that song?
Thanks. It was called Hanging Your Picture Up to Dry.
Hanging Your Picture Up to Dry. So, I mean, the interesting thing I find about your music, and when I was listening to it, gearing up for the interview, it's got such an old school, like, true country feel. And especially that song. But how does it play as far as, like, playing in the city?
I don't know. I mean, people seem to respond to it pretty well.
I feel like there's a need for resurgence because country music, like that new alt country or modern country, is just, I don't want to say it's bad. It's just not country.
Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, but, I don't either.
Yeah. But yeah, it's just like the kind of music I've always been attracted to and I like listening to it. So I just try to play something that I would want to hear, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely have that like kind of old sound, and I was here like when I was going through a lot of the interviews, like Harry Nilsson was like, bang, and then but that was even like I was doing research mm-hmm. and I was reading a lot of interviews, and I was like, Harry Nilsson's awesome, like this is gonna be great. So I listened to music and I was like, totally hear it. So that's really great. Give me one second. Let's see if we can get this guy on the line. Giggles, are you there? I'm going to say he's not. Oh, well.
Still no giggles.
Let's see if we can...
Yeah, the Harry Nilsson thing is... I like Harry Nilsson and everything. I don't listen to, like, a ton of his music, which is... I was kind of surprised when that was, like, the main thing that people were kind of comparing it to.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll take that comparison for sure. I mean, he was great, but...
But you didn't really, you couldn't hear it yourself.
It wasn't necessarily what I was going for.
Right, totally, but, I can understand that. But, I mean, I love the idea of bringing back a country sound. That's awesome. And I think the world needs it right now. You know, like, bring back the Willie Nelsons of the world. Bring back the old school country.
It's
so great. I love to hear it. I'm going to see if I can get this kid on the phone. This just seems to be going nowhere with him. All right, so here's my question, my music question. Growing up, you're a little kid. Max is in Cleveland. He's growing up, and he has no idea of the world outside of what he's doing.
Uh-huh.
What was the first music that you heard where you went, oh, this is legitimate. This is music that makes sense to me. It opened your eyes to like wanting to be in the world.
Oh man, that's a tough one. I mean, when I was real young, I actually lived in Michigan for a while before Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
So some of my earliest memories are there. But yeah, I mean, some of them really were like those old country songs. Like, I think I had some, I mean, they weren't the versions that I listen to now. Like, the original versions, they would be kind of...
You're going whack. Go ahead, sorry.
Kind of like tapes or something of, you know, kids' songs and stuff. But a lot of the kids' songs, at least the ones that I had on the tapes, were like old standards that I didn't really know at the time. You know, like...
That's interesting.
She's Coming Around the Mountain or something.
Yeah, yeah. So a lot of these songs you're kind of like growing up listening to. That's I think, the question I have is like, you're listening to all these songs and you're listening to like When She's Coming Around the Mountain and like all those standards that you're just like as a kid bombarded with, which is awesome.
Yeah.
I think all kids should be bombarded with that music because we should grow up with like Woody Guthrie. We should grow up with all that stuff.
Yeah.
But like, where was it when you like for me, when I heard like Dylan, I was like, well, this means more than something that I listened to that I just kind of childishly threw aside and went, okay, that's cool, but let's move on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think Dylan was probably definitely a huge moment. I mean, like, when I discovered all that stuff, I mean, I kind of discovered a lot of that at the same time, like, in middle school and high school, kind of, like, you know, the Beatles and Dylan and... And then from there, just going all the way back through, like, the American 20th century music canon of just everything. But, yeah, I mean, definitely got way, way deep into Bob Dylan.
Rightfully so, as most people should.
But, yeah, I was actually having this conversation with a friend of mine. It can be dangerous, the level of obsession that people have for Bob Dylan, especially if you're a musician. It has to be something that you can go through it pretty hard for a while, but like, you have to know when to like be over it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, otherwise you just keep like,
you
go on like miming Bob Dylan for the rest of your life.
Totally.
And you never even see it yourself, but everyone else sees it.
I think that's probably one of the hardest things about being a musician is that you constantly have to not be like, all right, I'm gonna get into this band or this person, but I can't stay too long because I want to keep myself diverse. Because then, if you start listening to stuff too much, you just end up playing like them. You end up singing like them. Yeah. You end up. So you just got to keep a wide open variety, and you also want to keep new.
Right.
So, I mean, who are you listening to these days?
I mean, I still continue to listen to a lot of the same stuff, like girl groups from the 50s and 60s, and like doo-wop and old country and stuff, but also like 60s rock and roll, and basically any, I mean, also like 70s like punk and
nice. That's quite the dynamic.
Oh yeah, but like, I don't know, to me like the songs are all pretty similar. Like if you just look at the notes and like the melodies and stuff, they're actually all pretty similar. It's just different arrangements and different textures, I guess.
Yeah.
Speeds.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I could totally see where you're coming with that. Let me ask you about one thing we were talking about before with illustrations. When I was researching you, I found out that you won third place in a political cartoon illustration.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
How did that happen? Was that in your earlier years?
That was when I was at college in Chicago. I think it was the humanities department had like a competition for a political cartoon. I entered it a couple years, and yeah, that year I ended up winning like third place. So that was kind of funny. It was like, I forget what the cartoon was that I won with. It was like had something to do with the separation of church and state. Like they were. Like the trial separation of church and state. It was like the two characters were like in a relationship and going through a trial separation. Like their counselor was trying to like say, like, if you just try this for a little while, it might be good.
That sounds nice. You should find it and frame it and put it up in your, you know, in your apartment. It sounds like something I would have up in my apartment. It sounds awesome. So do you find that like you still try to work any kind of politics into your art, or are you kind of done with it?
I don't know. I mean, I think everything is so political nowadays. I mean, it's, you just go on Facebook and it's just nothing but political opinions left and right. So it's like, at a certain level, it's almost like I kind of want to just, I mean, I have my opinions or whatever that come through no matter what I think, but I'm not actively trying to infuse it with political meaning or anything, just because I feel like there's just already so much of that out there.
Yeah, I personally can't wait until the election's over because I'm so sick of hearing about both sides. Just, I'm done. Like, let's move on. There's more important things to talk about. It's just so frustrating. But that's cool. You won third place. Did they give you any award?
I did. Yeah, I got like, I think I got like a nice certificate, and I think I got some money out of that too.
Nice. Put that towards your recordings.
Yeah.
why don't we play another song? Then I want to come back with your recording process.
Okay. Sweet like an angel, hard like a drug. She burned the legion, she'd bite the slug. She'd tell it wise now, she'd tell it well. She'd send the scoundrel straight to hell. Says, listen here, I'll make it crystal clear. I broke a mirror, saw a black cat, talked to the wind and it stole my hat. I run to catch it, but I run too slow. I lost my way, didn't know where to go. They appeared in my way, arms crossed and say, nothing to see here, just run along. Sirens round here don't sing for long. Their smiles enchant and their skin looks soft. The lights are dim when their robes come off and they draw you close and they turn to ghosts. Oh, darling, don't help them. They've got it all. Weapons and high ground and cold steel walls. They've got the vault and they own all the keys. None but the chosen one ever sees where the riches reside, where the gold shines bright. Thank you, Max.
What was the name of that song?
I don't think that one even has a name yet.
When we come up with a name? By the end of the show, let's come up with a name for that song.
Okay.
I think Hot Room and a Radio Show. That could be possible.
Yeah. Yeah, that's appropriate, for sure.
Thanks for coming in, Max. This is Radio Free Brooklyn. You're listening to Dave and Giggles. Giggles, I can't seem to get on, so I'm kind of going to ditch him.
I wonder if Giggles can hear us.
He probably can, and he's probably really mad at me. But this is what he tried to call in 2 minutes before the show, and I just have too much going on before the show. So I'm going to blame this solely on him. I'm going to let it go.
Yeah.
Just got to let it go. It's cool, though. Thanks for coming in, Max. Max Clark's coming in.
Yeah,
he's got a show
me.
June 9th, right, at Music Hall of Williamsburg with Cutworms.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Opening for Steve Gunn. It's for the Northside Fest.
Oh, nice. That's real cool. Are you excited?
Yeah, I am.
Nice. So that's the first show of the tour, and then you move on to Europe, I think, right?
Oh, no, I'm not going anywhere.
Not going anywhere. Oh, I thought I saw a list of... That's the only show you got lined up in the near future?
I've got that one, and then I've got a couple more, but they're all in New York.
Nice.
For the time being.
Well, I'll be there.
Yeah.
Awesome. So one thing I found is that you do a lot of demos.
Mm-hmm.
You record a lot. What's your, like, favorite? I'm going to start with this. What's your favorite way to be? Do you like sitting around writing songs first? Do you like doing the demos? Like recording that kind of session all by yourself, or do you like getting in the studio and actually recording with a bunch of people?
I mean, the way I did all the ones that are online is just pretty much in my own apartment. I have, a digital 8-track recorder with a condenser mic. And as far as the writing and recording and stuff, it kind of all is just happens at the same time. I mean, if I get an idea or I'm, like, messing around, I'll just, like, record it. And then if it turns into something, then just keep adding to it sort of thing and until it's done.
So it's kind of a lot of basement tape type stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just you, pretty much? Do you bring anybody else in on the albums? Or
pretty much just me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how'd you find the other people that you're playing with the Cutworm?
Through a variety of different avenues, I guess. Mainly just playing shows around town, and there are people that play in a lot of other bands that have just had really nice things to say about the music after they've heard it and wanted to help out, which has been really great.
Nice. That's really cool. So right now, are you only doing music? Or you have, like,
No, I've got a day job.
You have a day job?
Yeah, I still do, I do graphic design.
So you're still in the illustration world.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And,
so pay it off. Going to college, pay it off, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
Definitely.
So, nice. So you're pretty much on the go. You're working all day, and then you come home, and how often do you play and record?
Well, I mean, I record whenever I can, kind of, just in my house. I play out a few times a month lately. I've been playing kind of frequently lately, but Yeah, I mean, I work from home, so if I'm on, like, if I take a lunch break, I can, like, walk over to the guitar and just, you know, mess around for a little bit, so that's nice.
Yeah. I have a, so I work in Technicolor. We've mentioned this before. Uh-huh. I have a render guitar that I have up on the wall, so whenever I'm, like, rendering something, pick it up, play a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
Something that keeps your mind occupied.
Yeah, definitely.
Very cool. So what's the next step? Are you going to head your way into a studio, or are you going to just keep on plugging along?
That's the plan, is to, now that I've got quite a few songs piling up, I want to get into a studio and record them properly and put out an album.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's the plan.
Is it like the avenue towards like a label type thing, or do you kind of want to keep it?
Yeah. Been like in sort of communicado with some labels.
Yeah. How's that? Is that difficult, or is it pleasant so far?
I mean, it's all good. I mean, it's was never really expected, I think. I mean, I always hoped it would happen, but a lot of it just kind of came out of nowhere lately, and there's been a lot of, just a lot to think about, really.
So it's got your mind in a gear, kind of like.
Yeah.
So you have, like, do I sign, do I not sign? Is that the type of avenue you're at right now?
Kind of, yeah. Just figuring out what's the best way to go.
I mean, that's got to be a good situation. I mean, if people are interested, that's a plus, right?
Oh, yeah.
So that's really cool. So how did it come about? Do you, like, send them a bunch of your demo songs and then go from there, or do they come out and see you?
I think it's been a combination of, like, word-of-mouth type of stuff with a lot of people after I've been playing shows, and then a friend of mine who's handles, like, the managing and, like, booking stuff for me. He's got a lot of connects that he's like kind of introduced me to some people and sent my music along to a lot of people, and I think generated a bit of interest that way too. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
So you got some people in your corner.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So June 9th, Music Hall of Williamsburg. Go out and see Max Clark and the Cutworms. And you're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. You want to jam another tune?
Do one more? Sure.
Yeah.
Talk about all these things in our minds. Well, I know in due time they'll work themselves out. 'Cause I know it don't have to be this way. Even though I sometimes don't know what to say. Nobody want to be always in misery. I know we can let it all go by. I know it won't be too long before we're free. Mm-hmm. don't nobody want to be always in misery. I know we can let it all go by.
Weird.
Dude, is that a doorbell?
It sounds like something. I mean, what am I going to do? Oh, well. Don't know what that is. I don't know what that was. I don't know why it's cutting you off.
Oh, it's okay. That was the end of the song anyways.
It worked out then. Cool. What was the name of that song?
It Won't Be Too Long.
Very nice. Very nice. Giggles is all mad at me. What are you going to do? There's that thing again. I don't know. It must be front door, perhaps. I mean, there's a phone up there. Yeah, I don't know what I can do about it.
It sounds like a phone.
Yeah. I don't know what I can do about it. What do you want me to do? I'm in the middle of a show. You really want me to go pick up the phone? I don't know. Who knows who it could be? It could be something important. It could be the president. We don't know.
Probably is the president.
Probably is the president.
Maybe one of the hopefuls.
Yeah. All right, hold on. They're really going to do this to me. Let's see. Is it going to keep going? What are you going to do? All right, hold on. Let's do something like this. Let's do... Ugh.
Mississippi Delta is shining like a national guitar. I'm following the highway down the river to the cradle of the Civil War. I'm going to Graceland, Memphis, Tennessee. I'm going to Graceland. Poor boys and pilgrims with families, and we are going to Graceland. My traveling companion is 9 years old. He's the child of my first marriage. I have reason to believe we both will be received in Graceland. She comes back to tell me she's gone. As if I didn't know that. As if I didn't know my own bed. As if I'd never noticed the way she brushed her hair from her forehead. She said, losing love is like a window in your heart. Everybody knows you're blown apart. Everybody feels the wind blow. I'm going to Graceland, Memphis, Tennessee. I'm going to Graceland. Poor boys and pilgrims with families, and we are going to Graceland. My traveling companions are ghosts in empty sockets, looking at ghosts in empty years. I have reason to believe we
all will be received in Graceland. There's a girl in New York City. She calls herself the human trampoline. And sometimes when I'm falling, tumbling and turning in turmoil, I say, oh, so this is what she means. She means we're bouncing into Graceland. And I said, losing love is like a window in your heart. Everybody knows you're blown apart.
Everything is all messed up. So we got a bunch of calls in for Max on a landline that I've never seen before. So there's much credit to you, my friend. So everything is coming up well. Hey, man, what's going on? Cool. I think why don't we play it one more song, and then we'll call this one.
Okay.
Cool.
Am I still on? I can't really hear you.
Yeah, give it a whirl.
Okay. Play a song?
Yeah. Should be. It's all good.
It's a holiday weekend.
It's a holiday weekend.
I've been out.
Yeah, I've been having fun over here. Yeah, there's that thing. That was ringing off the hook.
What the fuck? It was ringing?
Yeah. I don't know how. And then people were calling for the show.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know how that.
Oh, you know why?
Why is that? Is it on the website or something?
Yeah, I just put it on the website today that that's the new call-in number, which it's not yet, but I was getting ahead of the game. You know what I mean? Like, put it on the website.
It was calling for like a while.
Sure, now I know. People are looking at the website for the call-in.
Well, that's good. That's definitely good.
Are we on the air right now?
We are on the air, so it's all good.
This is Tristan Malgioia. I'm the host of The Sad Show, coming up at midnight.
So I got like a bunch of problems now. Things are not happening like they were a minute ago. Those mics are not working as they were a second ago. So good times.
Mississippi Delta, shining like an ash.
Sorry. That is my thing that I haven't been playing for in a while.
Okay. What the fuck's going on?
I don't know. That phone call called and it threw everything into a mess.
Uh-huh.
And
Jesus Christ. Fuck.
Exactly.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, when I was
1, 2, check, check. All right, so this mic is up.
Yeah.
But I don't know what the fuck is going on here.
Why don't you turn this down?
Yeah, just behind the curtains. It turned out to be the howling of a dog, or a wolf to be exact. The sound sent shivers down my back, but I was drawn into the pack, and before long they allowed me to join in and sing their song. So from the cliffs and higher still, yeah, we would gladly get our fill, howling endlessly and shrilly at the dawn. And I lost the taste for judging right from wrong, for my flesh had turned to fur, yeah, and my thoughts they surely were turned to instinct and obedience to God. Thank you.
I'm like fuel on fire, so if you're gonna get me, don't be afraid of what you learn. On the day that I turned 23, I was curled up underneath the dogwood tree, when suddenly a girl, her skin the color of a pearl, she wandered aimlessly, but she didn't seem to see. She was listening for the angels just like me. So I stood and looked about, I brushed the leaves off of my snout, and then I heard my mother shouting through the trees. You should have seen that girl go shaky at the knees. So I took her by the arm, we settled down upon a farm, and raised our children up as gently as you please. And now my fur has turned to skin, and I've been quickly ushered in to a world that I confess I do not know. But I still dream of running careless through the snow, through the howling winds that blow, across the ancient distant flow, that fill our bodies up like water till we know. And you can wear your fur like a river on fire, but you better be sure if you're making God a liar. I'm a rattlesnake, babe, I'm like fuel on a fire, so if you're gonna get made, don't be afraid of what you...
Well, shit, I thought I was called a liar.
Sorry, folks. Thanks for tuning in to Dave and Giggles. Thanks, Max, for coming in. That was awesome. Cutworms.
If you'd like to hear this menu again, press
3. Things just blew up in the studio today, so everything will be well next week. I can assure
Thank
you that.
Thank you for calling Radio Free Brooklyn.
Dave and Giggles, signing out, Radio Free Brooklyn. Everybody have a good night. Cool. Later. Thanks, Max.
17 voice messages. First voice message.
What's going on, dude? You son of a bitch.
You can't stop it.
I gotta say that today.
End of message.
I got a big plan. Big idea, bro. Big idea.
Message erased. Next message.
We're still here.
Enjoy it. It's ODG. Occupy Dave and Giggles.
End of message. Next message.
Seriously, guys. Fort.
You know we do a radio show, right?
I just want to say that we never claim to be a comedy show. We just entertain.
Son of a bitch, I'm freaking out. You look so good right now.
Give me a chant you want to leave.
Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles.
Gotta go big. Really big.
Message erased.
I have
Giggleitis.